7:15 this morning. We got some free ticks for you to get your party on all 3 days. We're going to hook you up with 3-day passes for our US 99 Country Lake Shake. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99 and Styles and Roman. And I don't know who came up with this idea, but they definitely 100% deserve a raise over the Jimmy Kimmel Show. You ever see their Mean Tweets edition?
Oh, so good.
Hilarious.
So good.
And this time around, they did it in the country world.
I bet Thomas Rhett's jeans are bedazzled.
The guys in Midland Official all look like Sacha Baron Cohen in various disguises. L.I.
Dierks Bentley sucks. And I'll be happy to tell him about it Saturday at his concert.
I listened to Lauren Elena today and cried. Not because she touched my heart or anything. Her voice busted my window.
The band Brothers Osborne sucks monkey b- Hashtag sucks monkey. B-
John Party sucks. About as talented as a Baja Man. What's Baja Man?
Let's sing that, Who Let the Dogs Out?
I love that song.
Luke Combs looks like the human manifestation of cornbread. I like that one. That one's good.
It's great to see that Scotty McCreery finally grew out of looking like a creepy kid and blossomed into a creepy-looking adult.
All right. I'd rather leave my hanging out of my church pants than listen to an Old Dominion album.
Some of these are really, really funny. I think the Old Dominion one was made, but I think the Luke Combs being a human manifestation of cornbread, that, who thinks of that to tweet at
Thomas
Luke Combs?
Rhett, the bedazzled jeans. You know what the funny thing is? Like, these aren't fake. Like, like the Jimmy Kimmel Show makes these up. Like, they actually search through Twitter and find these funny tweets, and then they have them read it.
I'm almost jealous. I wish that there was a negative thing about us. Like, no one's ever said a negative comment or
a tweet. We get 109 a day.
We've never had that. Anyways, 312-946-4995. We thought, you know, let's make you laugh today. You know, the world's crazy, whatever, but let's make you laugh. 312-946-4995. What are the funniest jokes that you know?
Who's got jokes?
Tell us. Come on now.
Wheels rolling. She's going to be there. She's bringing her girls along, the Pistol Annies. We're talking about Miss Miranda Lambert. Friday night, she's playing our US 99 Country Lake Shake. Now, tickets are going to go on sale to the general public in about 3 hours at 10 o'clock this morning. But we are 10 minutes away. Styles and Roman, we have a pair of 3-day passes for you to party Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And real fast, besides the free tickets at 7:15, the tickets that go on sale today at 10 a.m., they're the cheapest they're ever going to be. Lake Shake, they raise their prices as time goes on. So this today is the cheapest Lake Shake will ever be. Perfect for Christmas, perfect gift for just to think warm thoughts.
Are you racking your brain right now? You're like, what do I get my girlfriend? What do I get my boyfriend, my husband, my wife? Hey, why not have it a phenomenal weekend downtown Chicago watching Miranda, Keith Urban, and Luke Bryan, just to name the headliners.
But it's been a rough couple weeks. Some depressing things in the news, some sad things in the news. We thought, why not this morning, just let's make people laugh. Make people driving in Chicago smile,
Who's
chuckle.
Who's got funny jokes for us this morning?
312-946-4995. Good morning, Lindsay from Buckley. Go ahead. What you got?
A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. And the bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here.
We don't serve food because the ham sandwich. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought the main goal this morning, Lindsay, was to make us laugh.
That was good. It took me a second to get it, but it was good.
If you get the joke, it's funny.
So we're one song away before we want to hand over to you a pair of 3-day passes to get your party on with your friends at our US 99 Country Lake Shake. But I got to tell you, if you watch the Jimmy Kimmel Show, you know that he has this thing called the Mean Tweets. Well, he had the Country Edition come out the other night, and man, just take a listen.
I bet Thomas Rhett's jeans are bedazzled.
Luke Combs looks like the human manifestation of cornbread. I like that one. That one's good.
The human manifestation of cornbread.
You know what I love about these is, like, they're able to read them, and these are real tweets. Yeah. Like, it's not the Jimmy Kimmel Show makes this up. And whatever celebrities they are, whether it's athletes, whether it's your favorite country artist, they're all laughing around with it. You know what I mean? Why not have fun? Make fun of yourself, right?
Yeah, people are really tough behind a keyboard. These comments are real. 312-946-4995. We thought, why not make you laughed this morning. Why not put a smile on your face with some jokes? 312-9464-995. Good morning, Diane from Burbank. What's your best joke?
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Between a hippo and a Zippo. I don't know what.
One's really heavy, the other's a little lighter.
Hey! That's great. We never heard that before.
I may use that one over the weekend, D.
Awesome. Awesome. Have a great day, y'all. The second she...
So if you turn on the news, if you look online, there's all this negativity, there's all these depressing stories. So you know what, Styles and Roman, this morning we thought, hey, why not make you laugh? Put a smile on your face if you're stuck on traffic. It's Friday. We're about to enjoy the weekend. So 312-946-4995, who's got some funny jokes for us?
Yeah, put a smile on your face, a little chuckle to start off your day. Good morning, Michelle from Des Plaines. What is your best joke?
Where's the best place to hide during a zombie apocalypse?
Where's the best place to hide during a zombie apocalypse? Apocalypse. I don't know.
The living room.
The living room, because the dad, I get it.
Who told you that joke?
It's a dad joke, man. Come on.
We're both dads. We love the dad jokes. Good morning.
Hi. Is this the radio station?
Is that the joke?
This is US 99 Styles and Roman, yes.
Perfect. So I've got a really funny mom joke.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us.
What do you call a dog with no legs?
I don't know. You tell us. What do you call a dog with no legs?
Doesn't matter. He's not coming anyway.
Sad but funny.
Hey, girl.
All right, so you don't pick him up at 7:15. No worries at all. I'm the 15s all day today. US 99, Chicago's hottest country. We got them for you. A pair of those three-day passes to get your party on at our US 99 Country Lake Shake. But good morning. It's 7:26 Friday morning. The good news is right off the bat, it's going to get up to about 45 degrees today, everybody. How amazing is that going to feel?
Yes. And you know what? It feels good to smile. The world's been kind of crazy the past couple weeks, so we thought, why not open the phone lines and get the best jokes out there, thanks to Jimmy Kimmel's mean tweets. So, good morning, Morgan from Lake Zurich. Give us your best joke.
What does a house wear to a party?
What does a house wear to a party? What?
A dress.
Address.
Good one.
Have a good day.
Good morning, Kate from Naperville. What's your story?
So me and my cousin were on our way over the summer to the Taylor Swift concert, and we decided to take an Uber. And we're sitting there talking, and our Uber driver turns around to us and says, what do you call people that pick up at the Taylor Swift concert?
What do you call people that pick up at the Taylor Swift concert?
Swifter picker-uppers.
Swifter picker-uppers. That's great.
The Uber driver failed.
I mean, for an Uber driver, that's great, right?
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. He didn't talk to us the whole way, and then we're pulling up to the stadium, and he turns around and just nails a joke like that. I'm like, was he serious? And then we just started dying.
You're like, we're giving him a $2 tip. He's getting that $2.
Yeah, he did get a tip for that.
Broken pipe. Unforgettable. US 99 Styles and Roman, good morning, Anna. What can we do for you?
You know what? I'm listening to your jokes, and my 7-year-old wants to call in and tell you her joke.
Yes, please. Put her on the phone.
All right, here you go.
You're stuck in a room with no nothing, not even a window or a door, nothing except a ball and a bat. How do you get out of the room?
Tell us, how do we get out of that room?
Strike one, strike two, strike three, and you're out.
Hey, we love baseball, so we love that joke.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.